Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so's not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. For 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. You hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
I never could find the Midas touch. I take what comes and do my best and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face and I join the human race. Tomorrow comes another chance. It might just be my day. But either way, you won't hear me whine, 'cause to win, you've gotta play. I carry my needs in an old mill sack, and worries slide right off my back. Even Uncle Sam don't make me sweat, and when it rains, I get wet. Of times, spending pennies like they're dimes. When I'm knocked down, I'll bounce right back and keep headed down the track. I'll squint to see when the sun comes out, like water finds the quickest route. The simple life is the best I'm told, then I'll live it till I'm old. What's the sense to worry about the things beyond control? You make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. Sense to worry about the things beyond control and make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, sure, I can get a little wet, but I dry off and things get back to normal. Hey, tomorrow's another day. You know, I just try to keep things simple if I can. So when it rains, I get wet.
Country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Boy. trade my life for diamonds or jewels. I never was one of them money-hungry fools. I'd rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. My fiddle was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work to play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yes!
Wow. That's what the cowboys did. I left home at 13, not realizing my mistake. That's what the cowboys did. Grew into a man on the wrong end of the law. Young men, they called me kid. Most of my time was spent doing nothing at all, 'cause that's what the cowboys did. That's what the cowboys did. And it's good enough for me. Just miles and miles of nothing, from sea to shining sea. Well, I rambled and I ambled and I gambled across the plains. That's what the cowboys did. Now you wouldn't want to cross me if you had half a brain. That's what the cowboys did. When we came into town, people locked the doors and kept their women hid. We spent all our money on liquor, cards, and whores. That's what the cowboys did. And it's good enough for me. Just miles and nothing, from sea to shining sea.
Stranger to despair. You're angry and bitter and confused. Girl, our problems are a direct result of you.
Jenny's lady, you're sleeping on the couch. Beer cans all around the house, I swear. This ain't no honeymoon. I want you back. Like you used to be, a total stranger to me. I trade the good times that we had and go back to being lonely. It couldn't be this bad.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Thank you. freight train. I'm gonna leave this town. Wages done got too hard. But now she gone. And I don't worry. Because I'm sitting on top of the world. One summer day, she went away. She gone and left me. She gonna stay. But now she gone. And I don't worry. Because I'm sitting on top of the world.
We'll be right back. so, so pretty, you'll see Amarillo. Got up to Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, Big San Pascal, San Bernardino.
You ain't got money, you take it down the avenue. another night. Oh, once I had a lover who treated me right, and he lived so wrong. He's doing 99, and I wish I had the money and I had the time, cause I just let those limos slide on by. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You say you're looking for the time, and I'm a working girl, you just wasted mine. And if you ain't got
thank you. Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop my heart from loving you. If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Zeit für mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht grad an mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons und das was von so. Some der Streichholz- und Benzinkanister hielten sich für schlaue Leute, witterten schon fette Beute.